Sleeper Agent. Written by Toffee Cape. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, the Nine Worlds series by Victoria Goddard. Relationship, Artoran Damara, aka Fitzroy Angersell, / Cleofer Kip Medang. Rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Who goes there? Polly's voice was sharper than usual, and understandably so. They were camped on a flat plain with no cover in any direction but the tiny stand of trees they themselves occupied. They should have been able to see anyone coming for hours. Julinar headed for Polly's position, hand tightening on the hilt of her sword, but keeping it in its sheath, for now. She wasn't sure what she expected, but a single barefoot middle-aged man in a nightshirt was not it. He was of less than average height, broad-shouldered and bronze-skinned, with a careworn face and graying hair. He was also weaving on his feet and blinking slowly at the assembling Red Company with a look of total bleary incomprehension. "What do you want?" demanded Polly. The man yawned hugely.
"Working postal service," he said. "But coffee might be more achievable."
His Cheyenne had a sharp musical accent Julinar had never heard before, but liked immediately.
"I'm in no mood for jokes, stranger," Polly growled.
Taking her turn on this watch always made her grumpy, Julinar knew, but she hated even more when anyone tried to change their rotations.
"How did you sneak up on our camp?"
He blinked again.
"What?"
Fitzroy eeled around Polly with a blanket in his arms.
"Stand down, at ease. Peace. It's all right, I know him."
Indeed, on seeing Fitzroy, the strange man visibly relaxed, breaking into a smile of relief so beautiful Julinar felt a pang in her heart, as if viewing a great work of art.
"There you are."
"Here I am," Fitzroy echoed,
in a tone more tender than Julinar had ever heard from him. And before now, she would have sworn she'd seen him in every possible state of emotion.
"I'm afraid I still don't have coffee, though I do know what it is now, at least. But I have a blanket for you."
The man mumbled something that might have been,
"Supposed to be for you,"
as Fitzroy wrapped him up, taking great care not to touch his skin, and then led him to recline on Fitzroy's bedroll, tucked under Fitzroy's arm. The man burrowed into Fitzroy's side, seeming to be almost asleep. Back to sleep? Already.
"Ignored.
I'm no one's lord, but you're welcome."
Fitzroy tightened his hand on the man's blanket-covered shoulder. With an intent look on his face, he asked,
"What's your name?"
And then he started to snore. And then he vanished into thin air. "Fitzroy," Polly said, in the same tone she used when Fitzroy tried to launder one of her sister Arzu's priceless weavings and shrunk it.
"Explain."
Fitzroy pulled the empty blanket around his own shoulders.
"This is just something that happens sometimes. He appeared in my..." He twitched. "In my old place, before, more than once. I think he was older then, but it might just be that I was younger."
"But who is he?" asked Julinar.
"I think it's obvious I don't know, but he knows me. He's always too exhausted to be alarmed. It may even be a kind of sleepwalking, through time as well as space."
"Even you don't do that," said Polly. "How have we never heard of a wizard so powerful?"
"Oh, he's no mage at all."
"He was positively seething with magic, Fitzroy."
"And none of it is his. All of it is mine, and yet I did not cast those protections." "I think," Fitzroy said thoughtfully, "he is someone very important to me in my future. I would hope I would remember these incidents and try to make sure he gets enough sleep. But since it's still happening, I suppose I'm not having very much success. Wearily, Julinar said, Only you, Fitzroy, would be able to take a time-traveling sleepwalking old man who's in love with you in stride. Fitzroy spluttered and blustered a response to that, which she ignored as she went to turn in. It was Valeron and Godarvid's watch next. Decades later, Julinar got her first look at Basil's cousin Kip, Fitzroy's Viceroy Cleofer, and had to take a minute in private to silently laugh herself sick. When she next got a moment near Fitzroy, she elbowed him and murmured, So you finally learned your sleeper's name. Fitzroy blinked. Oh, gods. He looked stricken. Julinar, I forgot about that. Well, she said reasonably, an awful lot has happened in between. He barked a laugh. That's true enough. So, is cuddling him without a blanket in between as good as you hoped? Julinar. Oh, come now. I know what you look like when you want under someone's nightshirt. That humble nightshirt was very cute in retrospect when she considered Kip was probably the second most important person on Zunith by that time. That's as may be, but I don't know if he wants under mine. He grimaced. It's not easy anymore, and that's not even considering how much he matters. May I hug you? He nodded and bent to wrap his arms around her. She squished his narrow frame with all her might and savored his sigh before he tapped her shoulder and she let him go. Kip adores you. I can tell you adore him. You'll work things out, she assured him. And they did. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.